Yes, we're going to definitely tonight finish the sugya of Melech HaShanah Tzricha L'Gufa and hopefully start in the next sugya of Chiluk Melechos, which is actually in our parak, in the seventh parak. So we'll start that inside. So, rounding off the sugya of Melech HaShanah Tzricha L'Gufa, the only shita that we didn't really discuss so much inside is the shita of the Rambam. We had discussed, just a quick recap, we had discussed different shitos within Rabbi Shimon, why Melech HaShanah Tzricha L'Gufa is pater. We discussed Tosfos, who says that Melech HaShanah Tzricha L'Gufa is pater because you're not doing the melacha for the way, for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan, right? Maybe a little bit of variation of Tosfos and Chagiga. Just in general, you may not be doing the melacha for what the main purpose is, whether that's Mishkan or not. They had Ba'amor, who said that Melech HaShanah Tzricha L'Gufa is that you don't want the chifetz of the melacha, the object of the melacha, and you would have to determine what that is. And the Ramban said that Melech HaShanah Tzricha L'Gufa is you're not getting hana'ah from the melacha, you're not getting benefit from the melacha, and also you'd have to define what that is. And then lastly, we spoke about Shitas Rashi, specifically Rashi on Daf Tzali Gimel, right, because Rashi and Tzali Gimel had an interesting formulation, at least by the case of Hotza'a Sameis, when you took the mace out of the house, right, so this formulation there was that you didn't want the circumstance that you were in. So the question was, is that what Rashi holds generally? And kind of came to the conclusion that no, that's not Rashi, but Rashi holds generally, that's what Rashi just holds in the case of Hotza'a, because Hotza'a is, as what the Rav said, of a melacha tzitzilok, it's a melacha that you're really just doing just in general, just to kind of remove things away from you. So melacha HaShanah Tzricha L'Gufa would have to be, can be like an, you know, like a watered-down version of that. And that's saying you don't even want to be in the circumstances that you're in, but generally melacha HaShanah Tzricha L'Gufa would be something else. The last shita is the shita of the Rambam, which may be even the most famous opinion. So the Rambam, we're going to kind of piece together a few Rambams. So the Rambam, the first Rambam is Perek Aleph Halach Yud Zayin. So the Rambam says, so all makakel is pater. So again, this is a sugya that we've mentioned a few times, but haven't really dug into it deeply. Hopefully we will. So Rambam Haskins, that all makakel is pater. It's actually machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda and Daf Kuvav. If you have time, I suggest looking there. It's an important machlokes. It's machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, I think maybe you mentioned, about makakel. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that all makakel is pater. Right? Anytime you do a malacha in a way that's destructive, we'll say that's what it means. So any melacha, whatever it is, it's automatically pater. Rabbi Shimon says that's true, except for the melachos of chovel mavir, the melachos of injuring somebody or something, and mavir and the melacha of havara, even if they're done in a destructive way, they're automatically chayav. The Rambam has this like Rabbi Yehuda there, that all makaka is pater. Kate says, so what would be such a case? Haresha chaval bechaviro, obe behema, derech hashchasa, vechein, im kara begadim or sarfan or shavar kelim derech hashchasa reza pater. So if you injure your friend or an animal, Rambam adds here again, not really our sugya so much, but derech hashchasa if it's done in a destructive way. The question: why does Rambam have to add that? Isn't generally all chovel destructive, and that's the point? Why does he emphasize derech hashchasa? Maybe it's a perspective that the Rambam has on the sugya of mekakel. Right, so we said if you rip clothing or you burn clothing or you break kelim, derech hashchasa in a destructive way, harei zepater, because that's the point around. That's what kokel is. It's done. It's a destructive thing. It's done in a destructive way, meaning that there's no, you know, constructive aspect to it. And the key is v'chaver guma ve'in tzarech ela afra harei zemekaka upater. The Rambam says, and again, one of our more famous Melech HaShanah Tzricha L'Gufa cases, that if you dig a hole and you only need the dirt, so it's makalka and you're pater. even though you did a malacha, since your kavana was to destroy, pater. So the Magen Mishnah points out, right, the Rambam generally holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that malacha shenetzricha l'gufa is chayav, right? And therefore, the Rambam has to say that the only reason that it's pater here, the case of chofer guma, is because it's also mekakel. So that's an important point, right, that you know, there are two things you have to think about. You have to think about malacha shenetzricha l'gufa, and you also have to think about mekakel. So, and from the Rambam's perspective, malacha shenetzricha l'gufa is to a certain degree like an irrelevant sigya. The point being that everything is chayiv according to the Rambam. Whether it's tzricha l'gufa or ina tzricha l'gufa, since he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, it's always chayiv. There could be alternative reasons to be pater, and this is one of them. Even though generally malacha shenetzricha l'gufa is chayiv, in this case it's pater because it's mekakel. That's what Magen Mishnah points out.
The Gemara in Chagiga didn't say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he said it was pater that case of chofer guma. What did we say that?
Yeah, no, that's right. Meaning, yes, he does say that.
The
Rambam is paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that it's pater, and the reason is because of mekakel, right? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, the reason that case would be pater is because malacha shenetzricha l'gufa. Okay, so that's one Rambam. So it's kind of like the back door into the sugya, right? That you see from here, the Rambam holds malacha shenetzricha l'gufa is chayav because he's telling you that the reason that chofer guma is pater is because of mekakel. But there's an actually more explicit Rambam. So go to the Rambam Perek Yud. There are a couple Rambams here. First Rambam, we'll go out of order. So, let's see which Rambam it is. Go to Rambam Halacha Chaf Aleph. So, Echad Shmona Shratzim Hamurim B'Torah. The echad shar shkatzin v'ramashim sheyesh tolamina tseida hatzad echad mikulan bein letzorech bein shalol letzorech o l'sachik bahen chayiv however neskavin letzor v'tzad. Rambam said this perek in general is about like a bunch of things. The Rambam's like all over the place, but this perek talks about tseida in parts of it. So Rambam says that if whether you have one of the shmona shratzin that are mentioned in the Torah or other creepy crawlers, whether they are of a min, of a species that is normally trapped or not. But sorry, if it's not one of the eight mentioned in the Torah, but it is of a species that is normally trapped. So if you trap one of them, whether letzorech or not letzorech, whether you want to trap, like you want to trap it because you want it or not, or just to play with it, for whatever reason you're trapping it, you're chayav, because you had kavana to trap, and you did. And the Rambam says, shemalacha she'inat shi'chal gufa chayav alehas. This is very explicit, the Rambam says. Because the malacha she'inat shi'chal gufa is chayav. Right? If you look in the sugya on daf kuf zayin, amid biz, that's where this comes up, kuf zayin alaf kuf zayin amid biz. So the Gemara, the Mishnah makes a distinction, whether letzorech or not, and the Gemara says, but that's based on Rabbi Shimon. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, right, who holds malacha shenetzricha l'gufa is chayav. It doesn't matter why you're trapping. If you trap, you're chayav. So the Rambam ends off. Atzad esa yashan esa suma chayav. It doesn't matter what you're trapping. An old animal, a blind animal, it doesn't make a difference. If you did the malacha of trapping, you're chayav. So again, here, clearly, the Rambam says malacha shenetzricha l'gufa is chayav. Problem is,
you can also see that, what, even though he doesn't hold that you're chayav, Rabbi Shimon, you can see that it would be difficult to say malacha shenetzricha l'gufa according to Rambam is like Ramban, right? You could see where his shita falls in place because, right, you're getting benefit from it. Even he says it's the sasek, stuff like that. It sounds...
Well, even he's saying even if you're not getting benefit from it.
Right, okay.
You're saying what is...
You could still, I mean, he still has a shita on what Rabbi Shimon would be.
Potentially, I mean... So the case of, I think you could read the Rambam. Anyway, I mean, the Rambam is categorizing this case as quote unquote malacha shenetzricha l'gufa, but yet saying you're chayav. So why is this case categorized as a malacha shenetzricha l'gufa? So you're saying, you just have to know what tzorech means. And tzorech means mishkam. And tzorech means you want the chayfetz. Meaning maybe he's like the baal more, maybe not. Maybe he's getting hana. Like it's, I don't know that it's totally clear. But either way, the Rambam holds that malacha shenetzricha l'gufa is chayav. Now, if you go to the Rambam and Halacha Yud Zayin, So now it gets complicated. So the Rambam says in Halacha Yud-Zayin in that same parak, Hamapis Shchin b'Shabbos kedei laharchiv pi hamaka kederach sharofin osin mehen. Kederach sharofin osin shehin miskavnin b'refua laharchiv pi hamaka harei zechayev mishuv maka b'patish. Shazuhi melechas harofin. So Rambam says if you, right, this is our case of Mapis Mursa. So the Gemara says. The Gemara says, this is also on Kavzayin. The Gemara says, right, by Mapis Mursa, it depends why you're doing it. So if you have a blister and you're popping the blister, so if you're doing it to expand the opening of the wound, like the doctors do, so they do this to have Kavana for Rafua. So then you're chayiv because of makav patish, the Rambam says. It's an open discussion whether you become a shimbona or makav patish. The Rambam thinks it's makav patish because it's a moleches harofe. Now, our sugya now, why this is makav patish. But if you're popping the blister, so to remove the pus, so then it's mutter. So this din of mutter is according to Shmuel, who's quoted on Daf Kuf Zayin, who says there are three cases, and generally on Shabbos we say Pater means Pater of Asra, and there are three cases that are Pater and Mutter, two of which are by Tzeda, and one of them is the case of Tzad Nachash, Lo Yishchenu, if you trap a snake so that it doesn't bite you, Shmuel holds it's Mutter Lagamre. And this, another one of the cases is Mapis Mursa, Lohotzi Nimen Aleicha, if you pop a blister to remove the pus, Shmuel says it's Mutter. Kasha is, according to the Rambam, wait, Lachashon Tzich L'Gufa is Chayav. So how can you get from there to say it's Mutter? Right? Normally we would understand, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Lachashon Tzich L'Gufa is Pater. So we'll say that, look, in that situation, Mapis Mursa, right, so it's already only a Durabanan, in general, to do a Lachashon Tzich L'Gufa. If you're popping the blister to take out the pus, that's a malacha shen etzich l'gufa, for whatever reason you hold a malacha shen etzich l'gufa, so it's only made the rabbanon. And then for some other reason, we'll say it's dangerous, it's refuah, something, whatever, you'll add some sort of reason, and then we can say step two, then it's mutter in that case, for whatever reason. But generally, you can't get to mutter unless you hold it's not a malacha altogether. But if according to the Rambam, who holds a malacha shen etzich l'gufa, is chayiv midoraisa, how can you go from chayiv midoraisa all the way to mutter l'gamrei? It doesn't work. How do you explain this Rambam? That's the question. How do you explain this Rambam? So, there are a couple, let's say two explanations that we'll present. So one is the explanation given by the Magen Mishnah, which is simple. Not the Magen Mishnah actually here has two answers. The first one is, it's more probably about why this isn't considered Makav Patish. But maybe we'll not necessarily get into that right now because I don't think we know enough about Makav Patish. The second answer that Magen Mishnah gives, and this is what people quote the Magen Mishnah for, he says, because of Hezek, Rabim, and he says that, you know, Hezek, Rabim could be enough of a reason to be Mutter Lagamre. And he quotes, maybe if you look inside, if you have Magen Mishnah in your Rambam, I'm assuming we'll read it inside. don't look inside. Let's see. It's actually right towards the end. He says, "Inami." This is the second reason. The cave under Rabin Nizokimbo. Chashuv le'sakanas nefashos. Since the Rabin and the public are endangered by this. Again, it's a little harder for Makav Patish, much easier for the case of Tzad Nachash Lo Yishchenu. But since the public will be hurt, potentially hurt or endangered by this, Chashuv like a Sakanas Nefashos. It's like a Sakanas Nefashos. He's really going on. So not really. I mean, he previously, like the line before, he said, "B'chein Seilas Nachash She'inu Tzad Kidarko Ela Misasek Bo." So that's, he first brought that as a raya for his first explanation of why it's not Makav Patish.
He said most people are hurt by it, or something that most people are afflicted by? In other words, not that it will...
It sounds like he's saying it's like it's a suffix, a kind of suffices. Right, and since they're susceptible to it. right? If there's like a snake going around in town. So it's like a Sakana Sefashos. It's not actually a Sakana Sefashos, it's like a Sakana Sefashos. He said, V'chein kaz v'ksas ma'am v'farshum v'lashon hazeh. V'das Rabbeinu ha'yu ba'al ha'lachos k'divir Rabbeinu b'heter shnei elu v'ikr. He says that the Rav Haigon and the Ba'al ha'lachos g'dolos, the Bahag,
they hold that the reason that it's mutter legamri in this case, at least by Tzedas Nachash, is because of Hezek Rabin. The question is, what's the source for this idea that Hezek Rabin can be a reason for something which would otherwise be Aser Midi Oraisa to be mutter legamri? So again, the Magen Mishnah quotes the Bahag. So this Bahag is also quoted by the Yireim. Let's look at the Yireim inside. The Yireim says as follows, Hikshu Rav Yehudai Gaon, Behalachos Gedolos. Rav Yehudai Gaon asked the following question in his Sefer, Behalachos Gedolos, right? The Yireim thought that the author of Behalachos Gedolos was Rav Yehudai Gaon, not all the Rishonim hold that way. And he asked the following question, the Shmuel ad the Shmuel. There's two opinions of Shmuel in the Gemara and Shabbos that don't seem to go together. The Betzidas Nachash, Shelo Yishchenu, Omar Shmuel, Pater Mutter, V'hinek Reis Melachash Enet Zricha Lelufa, Upater Aleha. My Betzidas Nachash, Shelo Yishchenu, Shmuel says, right, this is one of the three cases of Shmuel where the din is Pater Mutter. And that is a Melachash Enet Zricha Lelufa. Right, the reason why it's not even Aser Midoraisa is because it's a Melachos Shnei Tzricha Lugufa. In this case, you hold Pater, meaning Mutter Legamrei, Amar Shmuel, Amar Pater, Mutter, but Melachos Shnei Tzricha Lugufa, Kiru Rabbi Shimon Tzvi Olai. So you see that what comes out according to the opinion of Shmuel is that he holds like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon by Melachos Shnei Tzricha Lugufa, that then it's Pater. Ubeperek Kira, Amar Shmuel, Afilu Shiro Tzarev, Mutter. But the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis asks on the Shita of Shmuel that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. Because what does the Gemara there say? So the Gemara is talking about a case where you have a hot urn. So their urns were made out of metal, and you had an urn that had very hot water in it, and you wanted to now pour cold water in it to cool it down. So the question that the Gemara is dealing with is, how much cold water are you allowed to pour into the urn to cool it down? So Shmuel says, "Afilu shir letzarif mutter." Shmuel says that even an amount of water which would normally be used to harden the metal, right back when they made metal, they used to heat it up very hot and then quickly pour cold water on it to cool it down, and that contrast of hot to cold would harden the metal. So Shmuel says, even the amount of water which would be enough to be mitzarev, to harden the metal, that's still mutter on Shabbos to pour that amount of cold water into the hot urn. So presumably, Gemara says that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, that Melachos Shnei Tzricha Lugufa is mutter, because you're not having the intention, at least this is Gemara's Havman, you're not having the intention to harden the metal, you just want to cool down the urn, and because you don't have this right intention, it's okay. Umashninon, the Gemara answers, Gabi Leo Tzarev, the Dervish Enim is Kaving, the Kravish Enim is Tzvei. Gemara says, no, that's not really the case of Melachos Shnei Tzricha Lugufa, that's more like a case of Dervish Enim is Kaving, where you have one action, right, and it causes two results, and you only have Kavana for one of them. So you don't have kavana for the impermissible result, the fact that it hardens the metal. So, according to Shimon, that's mutter, so we're saying that Shmuel holds like Shimon there. But, Dabe Kibui, the Melachos Shnei Tzricha Lugufa, he sever like Rabbi Yehuda. But otherwise, by Kibui, which is Melachos Shnei Tzricha Lugufa, so he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Chayim. So, that's how Shmuel is answered. By the din of Melachos Shnei Tzricha Lugufa, Shmuel holds Chayov, but by Dervish Meskavin, Shmuel holds Mutter. So now we have a kasha, Shmuel and Shmuel, because it seems again from the maskana of the Gemara, not from the Malachim Avi, is that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda by Melachos Shnei Tzricha Lugufa. But In the case of Seidas Nacha, Shalai Yishchanu, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, so that Rabbi Yehuda Igo, and the Bahag was bothered by this. So if it tirates Rabbi Yehuda answers, well, Olam Rabbi Yehuda Svirale, really, Shmuel generally holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malacha Shenet Zichel Gufas Chayav, Mihu Midi, the Isba Hezek, Moda Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda is Moda, that if there's something that has Hezek, has some sort of danger or damage, so he's Moda that it's Mutter. Could go and say, that's Nachash, Shalai Yishchanu, Kida Amr Shmuel Hassam, say that's Nachash, Shalai Yishchanu. Like, say that's Nachash, Shalai Yishchanu, that would be a case of Hezek where Rabbi Yehuda would hold Mutter. What's the source of this idea that Hezek is a reason to say Mutter? Kida Amr Shmuel Hassam, Kira, Mechavin Gachal Shamatechas, Vershus Arabim, Avalo Gachal Shalitz. Right? Because the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph in Parakira says the din is that you can extinguish a coal of metal, gacheles shamateches, a coal of metal, birishus harabim, if it's in the public area. Avalo gachel shoeitz. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to extinguish a coal of wood in rishus harabim she'aser. Ma'ishna gachel shamateches deshari. What's the reason for this distinction? That gachel shal matachas, it's mutter to be extinguished in rishus harabim, but not matachas shoeitz. So the Bhag says the reason is because by Gachel HaShalitz there's no Hezek Rabim. There's no danger to the public when you have a coal of wood that's lit in the public sphere. The Kama Delo Kavya is Beisumka. Because so long as it's not extinguished, it's red, there's flames, the embers, they're red, you can see them. Mechazile. And it's noticeable, and people will stay away from it. Gachel shamateches, af al gav dehai sumka, azla kalya v'asi lezuke bay. But by gachel shamateches, by coals of metal, even though there is a little bit of redness, there it goes away very quickly, and people otherwise would not notice that this piece of metal is very hot, and they could get hurt by it. Therefore, you're allowed to extinguish it, so people don't get hurt. V'kihechli d'shari shmua b'gachel shamateches, mishu hasig rabim, and so too, just like Shmuel is matir, allows you to extinguish Agachal Shematachas because of Hezek Rabim, so too Rabbi Yehuda holds as well by Seidah Shnachah Shalishchan, and Shmuel holds there as well that it's mutter to do the Seidah in that case because of Hezek Rabim. So again, this is a source that Hezek Rabim can be a reason to be matir, even though it's otherwise aser mida oraisim. This is the source for the second opinion of the Magen Mishnah. The explanation of the Rambam is that when there's hezek rabim, it's mutir. Now, it's a little difficult for the Rambam, only because the Rambam's case is mapis mursa. I understand by tzedas nachash, shelo yishchenu, that there is some sort of hezek rabim, but by mapis mursa, it's a little more difficult to see what exactly the hezek rabim is. I don't know that a lot of people had pimples or blisters, but it's hard to see what exactly the hezek rabim would be in that case. But there is a second explanation for the Rambam. And it's, in fact, based on an idea developed by the Yerayim in response to this Bahag. So the Yerayim continues, Ve'inu nirli klal. So the Rambam says, I don't agree with the distinction and the explanation that the Bahag made, specifically in his distinction between being gachel shematachas and gachel shayitz. Ki achrei shemalach shenetzricha legufa chayim aleha hichet charinon iser v'chi of kareis v'skila mishum hazeg rabim. The Rambam asks the obvious question: if otherwise, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's aser midor raisa, so how can Hezek Rabim be a reason to be matir in Isra de Oresa that comes with a chir of karis and skila? The chiluk gachel shamatachas lo gachel shalitz kasher pirashi b'kibui. Rather, the Rambam says the distinction between gachel shamatachas and gachel shalitz is as he explained by kibui. that the Yerem has a general principle by kibui that only extinguishing a gachala shel eitz is the iser kibui mide oraisa, but extinguishing gachala shel matachas is always only mide rabbanan. And how does he know that? The melachas kibui mi melachas hamishkan gamar lo, because we learn kibui from mishkan. V'hi lo haisa ala gachala shel eitz. And in the Mishkan, when they did kibui, it was only with agachal shel eitz. Bitzorfam zav v'chesed v'nechoshes kedin called sorfim shemishtamshim megachle eitz lechabosa. Because in the Mishkan, why do they have fire? They had fire because they needed to harden the gold, the silver, and the copper that they use in the Mishkan. And the goldsmiths, silversmiths, and coppersmiths. So when they used to harden their metal, they always used, according to the Yerayim, they always use gachle eitz. They always use coals of originally wood as their fuel, and they would extinguish it, and from that heat, they would harden those metals. V'shamatachas lo matzino b'mishkan. But we don't see, according to the Yerayim, ever doing kibui on coals of metal. She'in din sorfim v'shtamish v'gachle matachas. Because, he says, sorfim, right, these metalsmiths, they don't use metal as the source of the fuel for the fire. Even though, you know, they could be used, there's plenty of metal out there, nevertheless, there's no din of kibui by gachle matachas. Therefore, because in general kibui by adirabana by matachas is always adirabanan, so then v'malkam hezek rabin will be matir. V'shal eitz lo shamrin lei, but by eitz, which is an isra d'oraisa, so we're not going to be matir because of hezek rabin. V'ha'hi d'shmuel ha'd'shmuel. So now the Yerayim says, well, how do you explain the distinction? The question between the two opinions of Shmuel, where he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one place and not in the other. And the Tartino, the last lay, Ahi, the Rav, the Perek Shmuel Ashratim, the Kari Tzedas Nacha, Shaloy Shchenim, Lacha Shen, and Tzrich Lugufa. He doesn't hold like Rav that the din of Tzedas Nacha, Shaloy Shchenim, is the din of, is a Lacha Shen, and Tzrich Lugufa. Ach, Sibir Lay, the Shmuel. The Chot Tzedas, Shen, El Havriach, as a Hezek Men, Olo Mikri Tzedah, Lachain, Shaloy Shchenim, Pater. He doesn't hold that it's a case of melacha shein tzrich lagufa. He holds that it's not tzeda at all. If you have tzeda when you're trying to push away the animal which you are trapping, which is what you're doing by tzeda snachash, shal yishchanu, right? You're trapping the snake so that it won't bite you and you're going to throw away the snake. So according to the Ram, that's not called tzeda at all. So it's not that it's an aser midrabanan or it's a melacha shein tzrich lagufa. It's not aser at all. It's not the melacha at all. So the Yerayim developed this principle here, and it's particularly relevant by tzeda, right? That if you do a malacha and your intention in doing the malacha is the antithesis of what the malacha is all about, it's the direct opposite of what the malacha is all about, so that it's not the malacha at all, right? By tzeda, the intention that needs to be that you want to trap and keep what you're trapping. So therefore, if you do it for the direct opposite reason, that you want to throw out what you're trapping, it's not the melacha of tzeda at all. So it could be, you can use this idea to explain the Rambam. When the Rambam says that if it's mapis mursa, the hotzi men aleicha, so maybe it's not the melacha at all. That's a little difficult for the Rambam to understand. You know, first, in the first place, the Rambam understands that the melacha of Mapis Mursa in the case of Laharchav Pia Maka is Maka Bepatish. Right? That's what he understands is the Melacha in the first place. So you have to understand, according to the Rambam, you know, why is it not even Maka Bepatish? Essentially, you have to give some sort of answer that the reason it's Mutter when it's Lohozim Analeicha is because it's not Mapis Mursa at all. So it's a little more difficult. But say that it's easy to understand that, you know, we're talking about a situation where you're doing the direct opposite of the malacha. If you do the direct opposite of the malacha, the direct opposite intention of the malacha, it's not the malacha at all, and it's mutter l'damrei. By Mapis Mursa, it's a little more difficult because it's hard to understand what would be the direct opposite of the situation of Maharfa Piyamaka that would make it not Makar Vatish at all. If anything, if you would understand, maybe this can explain at least the opinion of Shmuel on his own, that if you understand that, like the Rambam, that the potential Malacha by Mapas Mursa is Bone, so maybe you could say that if you're doing the Malacha and you don't, you're not meticulous, you're not careful about building something, so maybe that's not Bone at all. Right? The whole, you can make the argument that the whole idea of Bone is building something is that it requires a lot of thought and a lot of meticulousness to make sure that what you're building stands up and remains. So maybe if you're doing Harkat Piyamaka, so you're opening it up, so then that's Bona. But maybe if you just want to be Motzi Mimen Aleicha, so maybe that's not Bona at all, because if you're not caring about Bona, so then it's not Bona. Right? Bona, by definition, requires perhaps particular care about the design and the structure of the thing which you're building. Maybe. But by, for according to the Rambam, where the Malacha in the first place is Makav Hatish, you have to understand perhaps why it's not Makav Hatish at all. Maybe you can make the argument as follows. By certain Malachos, right, maybe the Maisa of the Malacha is sometimes very amorphous. Seda is a good example of that. Seda is probably much more Kavana-oriented than Maisa-oriented. Right? Seda focuses much more on, and in general, more on your intent than on the action. Right? There's no discrete action that's considered Seda. Rather, Seda is very much defined by what your intention is in doing it. And that's why, according to the Rayim, when you don't have the proper intention, or you have the direct opposite intention, it's not the Malacha at all. Maybe Makav B'Patish is one of those Malachos as well. That maybe it's very Kavana-oriented, because the Maisa aspect of Makav B'Patish is a little amorphous, right? It's the Gemar Malacha of anything. Right, it's the last stage of any process. So there's no specific maisa that could be associated with Makav Hatish. Rather, it's context-based, maybe kavana-based. And therefore, if you don't have the kavana for this to be a Gemar Malacha, then maybe it's not a Gemar Malacha at all, and it's not the Malacha at all. Maybe that's what the Rambam is getting at as well. Now, there's one additional raya for this principle, that if you have the direct opposite kavana, it's not the Malacha at all, and that comes from a Tosafos. So the Gemara and that Ayin Gimel Amid Beis has the following opinion, which we'll hopefully get to soon. The Gemara quotes this very, very famous opinion of Rav Kahana. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana, Zomer Betzerach Le'itzim Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishim Kotzer, Be'achas Mishim Roteil. Rav Kahana says, right, you could do a malacha, one malacha, or one action, and you could be Chayiv for two malachos on the same action. What would be the case? Zomer Betzerach Le'itzim, if I'm pruning a tree, cutting branches of a tree, and you specifically want the branches that you're cutting. Because sometimes you can prune and not want the branches that you're cutting, right? You could just prune just to help the growth process. But if you also want the branches as well, so then you can be chayav mishum zoreya or noteya. You can be chayav for helping the growing process. And you can also be chayav of mishum kotzer for cutting something from its life source. So Tosfos says, on that opinion of Rav Kahana, as follows: Tosfos Dibur Hamaskel Vitzarach Le'itzim. Again, on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Nira Da'afivu LeRav Yehuda DeMachayev Malacha Sheinatzich LeGufa BaInon Sarach Le'itzim DeLo Mikre BeItzim Kotzer Ela BeInon Zeh. Tosfos says, even according to Rav Yehuda, who normally says Malacha Sheinatzich LeGufa is Chayev, even he would say you need Sarach Le'itzim. You need to have a the situation, again, in the case of Zomer, the only way you'd be chayav mishum kotzer is if you wanted the eitzim, is if you wanted the branches. Because otherwise, it would not be considered kotzer. To break that down. Whereas, normally you would think, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, since Malacha Sheinatzich LeGufa is chayav, maybe anytime I cut branches, whether I want the branches or not, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would hold I'm chayav either way. Because even if I don't want the branches, and it's a Malacha Shein, it's Yichel Agufa of Kotzer, nevertheless, it's Chayev. So it says, no, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would say that the only way to be Chayev, Mishum Kotzer, is to want the branches. You need to have want the branches in order to be Chayev Mishum Kotzer. Tosfos, I think, is listening the same principle. In some Malachos, if you have the direct opposite kavana, it's not the malacha at all. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if you cut off branches from a tree and you don't want the branches, that's the direct opposite of kotzer. Kotzer is when you always want that which you are cutting off. Therefore, if you don't want what you're cutting off, it's not the malacha of kotzer at all. This is another raya for the principle of the Yerayim, that if you have the direct opposite kavana, then it's not a malacha shenetzircha lugufa, it's not the malacha at all, and it's mutar legamre. It would come out, according to this opinion, in order to be a malacha shenetzircha lugufa, you would have to kind of walk a fine line, and you would have to have a situation where your intention is quote-unquote pariv. It's not the direct opposite of the malacha, it's just pariv. And it's obviously not the intention, the proper intention for the malacha, it's some in-between neutral intention. If it's a neutral intention, that's a malacha shenetzircha lugufa. But otherwise, if it's the direct opposite intention, it's not the malacha at all, maybe that principle can explain the Rambam. So again, let's summarize. We had a question according to the Rambam. The Rambam seems to paskin generally like Rabbi Yehuda, the malacha she'ina tzricha legufa is chayav. However, the Rambam paskins, like Shmuel, that mapis mursa, if it's lehotzi men aleicha, it's mutter. How do those two things go together? How can you go from a situation where malacha she'ina tzricha legufa is chayav, and yet say in certain cases it's mutter legamre? You have to somehow, right, you would only go to mutter legamre from an isser midi rabbanan. So the Magen Mishnah asks this question, and the Magen Mishnah second answer, based on the principle of the Bahag, is that it's if hezek rabim, it's mutter legamre. Even by an isser deoraita, the Bahag holds that hezek rabim could be mutter. That's the explanation for the Rambam and Shmuel. The cases of mapas mursa and sedas nachash would be, you would have to say, are hezek rabim. And that's why they're mutter. The other explanation is based on the Urayim, that in certain cases, when you have the direct opposite intention, so you don't have the malacha at all. And this is definitely the case, or more likely the case, by malachos that are in general are very kavana oriented, as opposed to maisa oriented. That if a malacha in the first place is very much focused on the intention that you have, so if you have the direct opposite intention, you really have nothing. So that's the Rambam's idea by Seda, and I would explain the Shmuel's opinion why it's Seda's Nachash Shalosh Yishchanu was the Mutter Legamre, and that would, that's the based on the Tosfos and the Gimel of these to explain why Kotzer you need to have Tzerach Le'itzim. Maybe that's the explanation for the Rambam by Makabapatish being a very Kavana oriented Malacha. So if you don't have the Kavana, if you don't have the Kavana to do Makabapatish, then you really have nothing, and therefore it's Mutter Legamre. Pick up next week with the Sugya of Chiluk Melachos and Daf Ayin Amar Aleph in Shabbos.